Welcome to EMG Transformations with Dan Stoll. Each episode will empower you to ignite your inner fire and provide methods to maximize your mental and physical performance. Today we have a very special episode with Dr. Doug. Dr. Doug marched in the Marines, flew the skies as a naval aviator, became a neurologist, and is now the brain behind Dr. Doug's Miracle Balms. These days, his mission is to soothe, heal, and protect your skin. I personally love their products and purpose, and am grateful for the opportunity to showcase them on our show as our first sponsorship partner. This is a very special episode because it's my first in-person podcast interview for EMG Transformations and was done completely on the spot at an event in Atlanta. I had about 10 minutes to prepare, but we had a great conversation that I'm excited to share with you. So let's dive in and feel free to order some Dr. Doug's while you're listening with the link in the show notes. Buckle up and get ready to spark your transformation with Nova Fusion.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
You start to tell him a little bit.
All right, Dr. Doug, pleasure to meet you.
You as well.
So I have Crohn's disease, and this is something I was diagnosed in 2015. Had my entire colon removed, and it's been a really long recovery process, not only physically but mentally, and trial and error with the foods that I had to eat, and that really just changed my whole perspective on holistic healing and natural ingredients as well. So I am very passionate about health and wellness and, you know, finding that holistic approach. And when I saw your products in Dallas 4 weeks ago with Natalie here, you know, I was just really intrigued. And, you know, I actually had a headache that night. And I went to that magnesium balm, and that was the first thing. I was asking her, where do I put it? She goes, you know, temples, on the side even. And I just felt instant relief and, you know, this nice tingly feeling.
It's shocking how well it works, and it's so simple.
Yeah. And so one of my questions is, like, what is the origin story with, you know, Dr. Doug's, and, you know, why did you create this for the world?
Well, so, you know... Like anyone, I'm in the problem-solving business. If there's a problem, I can't help myself. I have to fix it. And I was doing hikes, and I had trail friends who were doing adventure races with me. And it's for me, these are very social. They're fun. You get this trail family vibe going on. I spend more time with them probably than I do with my family at home sometimes. And if somebody has a blister, if somebody has a trail casualty, you can only move as fast as your slowest mover. So I didn't like carrying 3, 5, 8 different products. I wanted one product, one and go. So I made the original balm for people who didn't want to have a blister, didn't want to have underwire. I didn't know women had underwire problems, et cetera. So the original balm became Miracle Balm. And then somebody said, well, add zinc and you'll get some protection. Add titanium, you'll treat another spectrum of the UV. And then somebody else said, well, if you added a little bit more lemongrass, you'll get a bug. But to get to where you are, you have to picture the family tree of the original balm at the top and adding magnesium to it. And I had been giving, I'm a neurologist, and I had been giving magnesium oral and the spray kind on the internet, you know, Amazon, whatever, pick it where you want. For years, but women shave their legs. You and I don't have to worry about it. Well, I won't speak for you, but women don't shave their legs. But if you shave your legs and you put on magnesium spray, it's going to burn. I did not know this. Mm-hmm. So I said, well, you know what? I'm going to see if I can put that into my original and make a magnesium balm and it doesn't burn. So we came up with the magnesium balm, and that's how it got to you. And my migraine patients love it. My restless leg patients love it. And I had no idea it worked on like stretch marks in pregnancy. So there were all these in medicine when we do a test, like, okay, what is your problem? Okay, that's our primary endpoint. How many of those people did we fix? Then we have what are called secondary endpoints. And those were the folks who said, well, it works on my stretch marks, or it works on my this, or it just calms me down before I give a speech, that sort of thing. And those are all secondary endpoints. And You know, people say, well, what about a placebo effect? My attitude is, I don't care if it is a placebo effect or the massage effect or the magnesium. I'm just glad you're better. Mm-hmm. So, answer your question?
Yeah. So I was curious as well. Did you create this for you or did you create this for others?
Sadly, I completely and utterly made this for myself for completely selfish reasons. I'm a home brewer. So I had this hobby as a home brewer. So I was already tinkering and I had all this gear that I had outgrown. And so I was making it in my home brewing gear. Mm. And so I was making larger batches. And so when you make too big a batch, you give it to your friends. I made the mag balm because I got frostbite in the Adirondacks. And so I had some neuropathy. I made the arnica balm, which is, we call it recovery balm, because I had plantar fasciitis. And so a lot of people are much like yourself in that they had a milestone event in their life and they said, I'm going to try and find a little bit more natural way to live. Crohn's is a sadly fascinating, in your case, condition, because I don't think we really know what causes it. It's basically an autoimmune, it's an allergy to something you had. And it dates back millennia. You know, Alfred the Great of England, they think had Crohn's. I think a lot of our conditions are, I don't want to say self-induced, that's the wrong word, but they're environmental. It, yeah. You know, I'm allergic to poison ivy. Guess what? If I don't go around poison ivy, I don't get it. But you don't know. In Crohn's, we just don't know. In multiple sclerosis, you know why we haven't cured Crohn's and MS? We don't know what causes it. We don't know what the trigger is.
Yeah. Now we're just putting Band-Aids to cover over the symptoms.
That's so true.
A lot of these are medications that, you know, have all these other side effects. And so what you're doing, and, you know, the reason why I really appreciate what you're doing is that this is a holistic alternative that can really help us and get this healing and this relief.
Spot on.
And something that there's no cure.
Yeah. Yeah, there is. I mean, I can improve on that. What you said is exactly what we're going for. I don't want to just, it's not that patients are Rubik's Cubes, but a Rubik's Cube is a challenge. And I want to solve the Rubik's Cube. I don't want to just kind of get all one side red and one side white. I want to solve the Rubik's Cube. And what you have, going back to your particular case, is a symptom. And my brain, one, wants to make you feel better. I want to get you through today, this week, this month, this year. But what I really want to do is go back to the beginning. What caused this and how do we make that go away? I don't want to just put a Band-Aid on your symptoms and temporize your symptoms and say, well, thanks for the copay and I'll see you in 6 months.
Right, right.
And yeah. That's, you know, and our world really needs to change their vibe. I maybe get in trouble for that, but that we need to change our vibe in that regard.
No, I agree with you 100%. It's something that, you know, we need more conversations like this to spread awareness to all these people that are suffering with these conditions, not only Crohn's, but other autoimmune diseases that, you know, just wreak havoc on the body. And, you know, there's a ripple effect with the families and, you know, other people, they may not have it, but they see the person struggling and that also has an impact on them.
Yeah.
And so one of the things that I was also curious about is I see a lot of topicals. Is there anything that is beyond the topicals that you can ingest?
For
any of your products, yeah.
Yeah. So we were talking with somebody earlier that the Arnica Montana is one of our main ingredients for the so Arnica Montana is nature's ibuprofen. Mm. Do you have a minute for this?
Yeah.
Okay. So Tylenol, everyone knows what Tylenol is. Tylenol is an anti-fever, anti-pain. So it's what we call an antipyretic analgesic. Ibuprofen is an anti-fever analgesic, but it's also anti-inflammatory. And so it's what we call a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug. A steroid will reduce the inflammation, has no analgesic effect, has no anti-fever effect. You follow me? So when a doctor chooses your meds, they're going to go, what are the side effects, right? And there is everyone look at me right now. There is a holy trinity to anything a doctor will ever do for you. Number one, does it make you better? Number two, how long is your relief? Number three, are there side effects? That's the holy trinity. You may be 50% better. You may be 100% better. You may be 20% better. And everything we do is benefit over risk. And if your risk and benefit don't pay off, then why are we, you know, the only time I'll ever do something is, does it make you better? Or can I minimize your side effects? And I've caused them. I've caused side effects with medications. And so I think where we are now is, you know, going back to, if you solve the problem, you make a lot of the medications go away. I hate to prescribe a medication and then have to think of a second medication to manage the side effects.
Exactly.
I mean, and I have done it. I try not to.
Yeah. And it just becomes this like circle and a loop effect at that
point.
It
does. And if you can't count your medicines in one hand, you're going to have side effects. Mm.
That's great to know for anyone out here listening.
Yeah.
And so another thing is, you know, what's on the horizon for Dr. Duggs? Is there anything that you're working on or new products?
You know, so I think we're at a position where we just need to do better at everything that we do well. Mm. So get it in the hands of more people. So what's on the horizon is, it's kind of an odd mission statement, but like we don't have this long and flowery mission statement. I want Dr. Duggs in everyone's pocket and everyone's purse and everyone's dash and everyone's desk drawer. I want, and if they say, why do you do that? My answer would be because they have their reason for that. That's what's on the horizon is I want our product out there so that people have it accessible. Because with ours, it's food grade and I'm not aware of any side effects. Even in situations where people say I'm sensitive or I have an allergy to, well, then don't use it. But so far, so good. But I think that me personally, what's on the horizon for Dr. Duggs is we just need to get more people using it. We have some product development that's underway and a couple collaboratives that we're doing. But I would rather do a much better job at what we do so well. Mm,
that's a great business tip for anyone out there listening. Like, well, do what you do simple. Well.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate your time today.
You as well.
Thank you so much.
And good
for
luck
this
with
interview.
It.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
It's been my absolute pleasure. See everybody.
Look, we just did it. Let's turn it out.
All right.
There's a lot. That's like seven videos from this. You
really?
And you can see the cuts, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's your Crohn's going now?
A lot better. I've actually been off medication for about 9 months now. So yeah, I've been taking this holistic approach. I did it once before when I was in college. I relapsed in about 3 months and it took me another 6 months to get back on medication. So that was just this terrible experience.
Is it like sulfasalazine or anything like that? Or something simple?
So for the medication, it was Stelara, actually. So I had to do injections every 8 weeks.
So my brother's a gastroenterologist, and he made a prebiotic that is... So probiotics, everyone knows what those are, right? Yogurt. But he made a prebiotic. Your gut bacteria can't do anything unless they have the raw materials to do it. And so it's... Yeah, and I can get some in your hands, but right now he's... We may actually try and do something with him. He doesn't have an allergy. No, I'm serious. Like, that's a superpower. It's like, so what's your superpower? She's over there. I mean, she's my superpower. But it's Cultiva, not to get too personal, but Natalie and I do it a scoop every day, and it just makes me healthier. And if my dog is having GI distress, I give her like a little sprinkle, and I clean up the yard, I clean up the poo. I know when my dog is healthy and not healthy. Yeah. And so, but gosh, Crohn's, God love you for doing that. That is one of those invisible conditions. You're not on the radar. So, you know what I mean? There's no political will, there's no cultural will to get you solved, which is unfortunate.
Yeah, and like just looking at me, like no one's going to suspect that I don't have a colon and... You know, other than just me looking a little fatigued, you know, that's the only thing. And, you know, only 1% of the U.S. population has this disease. And, you know, we're actually bringing more awareness to that as well. So we can help those people with it and, you know, find some alternative solutions like yourself.
Yeah. Well, I think you're taking the right approach with the all natural. And the Cultivo is actually Coltivo. And then he's a Visceral Health LLC. But I think he's kind of transitioning into a slower pace, so we may actually market this product for him just because I think it's such a great product, it needs to stay out there.
Yeah, I'm curious, have you heard of ozone therapy? I'm not familiar with it, but a couple of people have told me about it.
I think going back to something I said earlier, Crohn's is a symptom, so it's like rash. I have a rash is a symptom. Is that a poison ivy rash?
Is that a drug rash? Is that a bug bite? So the treatment, you have to go back to, like, you have to find which cause you have to find the right. So you're in management now. You really don't have a cure.
Right, exactly.
And so the really only cure for you is, how much of this do you want to hear?
I want to hear it all. So I'm always hungry to learn.
So, and I'll write this down for you. You can look it up yourself. So there is a MS drug called Lemtrada. So MS is a disease of the nervous system. And Lemtrada is also called alemtuzumab. And alemtuzumab was developed by the Cambridge Pathology Department for cancer. So it would take all of these autoimmune cells and put everybody down to recruit level. So you still had an immune system, not zero, like a steroid. And then you could replenish your immune system. And people did great. Yeah. And so the company, Sanofi Genzyme, one or the other, they trialed it in MS, and I think they trialed it in Crohn's. And they all got better. But I don't think that for them, they did a cost analysis and said, we're not going to sell this to Crohn's people.
Wow.
But it, like, if I had Crohn's and $100,000, I would pay cash. So just getting the symptom spectrum that people describe for me. So there is a cure out there. You just have to, and it's more of a idea cure than it is a check the box and it makes it go away. But it's called Lemtrada or Canpact or alemtuzumab. And if you just put in alemtuzumab and Crohn's, you'll get all those days.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm if you get really miserable, if you really get broken off by it, you have a life changing event.
Yeah. Yeah. And something that I found, I did a DNA test actually. And really? So they found like the mutations. And so they found that I don't generate vitamin D. I can be out in the sun all day.
So you're vitamin D resistant. We talked about this earlier.
Yeah. Oh, interesting. Yeah. So like that's something that, you know, if you're not getting the proper amount of vitamin D, your gut, and that can actually activate some of the Crohn's or what they say.
You're right. So. Well, and I had, I tell people all the time, I don't even order vitamin D blood tests on anybody. Just, you can pay for a 3-year supply of vitamin D with one blood test. Take extra vitamin D. And so I do.
Not a great tip.
Yeah. I do. I mean, I do. I'm not sick. I get migraines. But even migraine patients, if you give them vitamin D, their migraines are less severe. So, and, you know, I was talking to somebody earlier, like, what does vitamin D do? And I said, no, vitamin D doesn't do anything, just like WD-40 doesn't do anything. It just makes everything else work better.
Yeah, it makes everything better.
Right? So, well, it's been a pleasure.
Yeah, good pleasure, luck with man. It. This is like a second podcast if this is recorded.
If Natalie has it, I don't know if they work.
It is, of course. Oh,
nice. If Natalie has your information,
I do.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Awesome. I appreciate your time. Yeah.
Dr. Doug's offers the best organic topical balms for protecting, healing, and restoring your skin and life. Just twist off a cap, apply like lotion, and get ready to feel outstanding. My favorite products are the magnesium balm for headaches and recovery balm for coaching basketball or training for a Spartan race. But that's not all. It started with Dr. Doug's original Miracle Balm, a rejuvenating balm fueled with all organic ingredients, including beeswax, extra virgin olive oil, extra virgin coconut oil, shea butter, peppermint and lavender essential oils, and vitamin E. This one-of-a-kind solution is designed to tackle an array of skin concerns such as itchy dry skin, eczema, any rashy, irritated areas, and much more. Now, if you're bright and pasty like me, you may want to consider their Miracle Balm plus zinc as a natural sunscreen to keep you from frying up without any harmful SPF chemicals that are linked to cancer. Now, do you hate bugs? Me too, but we got you. Try Dr. Doug's Bug Potion to repel bugs, relieve itchy bites, and kill bacteria so you can enjoy the great outdoors once again. There is truly something for everybody, including that little one in your life who is trying to tell you to get Dr. Doug's baby balm for their bum right now. And here's your chance. Click the link in our show notes now to enhance your life with Dr. Doug's balms and get extra to share with those who you care about. Take back your power and feel outstanding with Dr. Doug's natural balms.